AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. CBS News projects Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock will win re-election.
The work that we must do is difficult. The issues are not simple, they're complex. But here's my promise to you, I will walk with you even as I work for you.
WANF-TV reporter Sierra Cummings was at Warnock campaign headquarters.
The crowd erupted into song. They played All I Do Is Win by DJ Khaled. I mean, the energy is just so electric in here.
The Supreme Court will consider whether state courts can strike down politically rigged voting districts. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson says some Republicans are pushing a controversial theory that says they can't.
The theory being presented in this case is a radical interpretation of the Constitution. It's referred to as the independent state legislature theory, a theory by which legislators under the Constitution in a state are not subject to oversight by any other body, not that state Supreme Court or anyone else.
Even before the vandalism that knocked out power in parts of North Carolina, an electric substation in Clackamas, Oregon was damaged. Bonneville Power Administration's Kevin Wingert.
EPA can confirm a deliberate physical attack on one of our substations in Clackamas, Oregon over the Thanksgiving holiday. EPA operators discovered a cut fence and damaged equipment inside.
In North Carolina, Duke Energy expects to have power restored to Moore County tonight. The January 6th committee will likely make criminal referrals to the Justice Department, says CBS's Scott McFarlane.
One January 6th committee member says a criminal referral or referrals will be expected potentially in the coming days. A referral from this committee is advisory. It's an opinion. It's not binding on the U.S. Justice Department to file charges.
A planned 20-day nurses strike in Minnesota has been called off after the nurses union and the hospitals came to terms on staffing and pay. WCCO's Marielle Moaz reports from Minneapolis.
With flu season already far ahead of normal, Becky Gettle feels better knowing she and her 5-year-old daughter, Blakely, will be able to get care if needed.
We rely on those nurses.
On Tuesday morning, 15 Twin Cities and Twin Ports hospitals called off their strike after reaching tentative agreements.
Thousands of police carried out raids across much of Germany today against suspected far-right extremists. Police say those extremists were planning to try to overthrow the government. Federal prosecutors said about 3,000 officers searched 130 sites in 11 of Germany's 16 states. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-577-4976. 800-577-4976. 800-577-4976.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
We all know to dial 911 to reach law enforcement and protective services. And now community information and referral can be reached with an easy-to-remember 3-digit telephone number. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Who provides respite services in the community? They know. Where can you find your child a tutor or mentor? They know. Find the answers to these questions and more by dialing 211, the place to get connected and to get answers. Dial 211.
Olivia from Washington.
laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 33. Today, under cloudy skies, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows around 16. More clouds than sun. Tomorrow, chance of snow. Highs level off around 35. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Greg Palast, the investigative journalist, author, and filmmaker. His latest film is Vigilante, Georgia's Boat Suppression Hitman. The website, vigilantemovie.com, and it is airing free through this weekend, thanks to the DiCaprio family. GregPalast.com also, and Greg_Palast on Twitter. Greg, welcome back to the program. So you're down in Georgia. What's going on there?
There's a runoff contest between Senator Reverend Raphael Warnock and James Crow. And, you know, it's really not Herschel Walker. If you look at the polls, you know, Warnock is walking back to Washington, not breaking a sweat. He can just stay in bed today. But that's what the voters want. That's what they're telling the pollsters. But that's not what they're going to let them do. So, for example, you have to understand, I was at the last day of early voting. Every single Atlanta polling station, more than 2 hour wait. I'm not guessing, it's the info is online. More than 2 hours wait outside of Atlanta in red Georgia.
In white Georgia, basically.
Red, white. Yeah, exactly. Pale-faced Georgia. You have basically no lines. The average wait was about 10 minutes outside of
I lived in Georgia for 13 years. We lived in Roswell and we lived in Cobb County. And
how long did you wait?
In Marietta. And well, I lived in a mostly white neighborhood. I voted in every election and I never waited more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, so that's what's happening. And why did that happen? Well, the media's right. There's a lot of enthusiasm among the African American and Atlanta voters. But what's really going on is that they eliminated, use a Jim Crow tactic of eliminating mail-in voting. Mail-in voting's down more than 90%. You say, well, so what? They're taking your ballot. Well, here's the deal. In 2 years ago, Raphael Warnock won the mail-in vote by nearly 500,000. He took he crushed it more than 2-1 in the mail-in vote. So they said, okay, under SB 202, weeks after he won that runoff, they changed the law to basically eliminate voting by mail. 83% reduction in voting by mail in the general, and now it's down because they crushed the time to even print it, get your ballot and put it back. It's down by 90%. Down by 90%. That's Raphael Walker's vote. Early voting was cut from Raphael Warnock, sorry. I don't want to mix those up. So Warnock's vote, the mail-in vote, was crushed. People are just getting their ballots, say, on Thursday and Friday. They closed the drop boxes over the weekend. They were closed yesterday on Monday. They are closed on election day. So if you have your ballot, yes, you can vote, but you have to wait in line 2 hours to hand in the ballot. You can't just go up and say, here's my ballot. It's Jim Crow.
Yeah.
Because it only applies to Atlanta. They said that the drop box restriction only applies for counties with more than 100,000 active voters. Well, duh, that's only the Atlanta counties, the four Atlanta counties. It does not apply downstate, where they actually increased the number of drop boxes. So they took Atlanta black voting stations, took the drop boxes and moved them downstate to the Republican areas. I can't make this up. And that's just the beginning of it. So you also have, so you have the drop box drop off. You have the mail-in voting. Again, that was Raphael Warnock's vote was crushed. You have the long lines in Atlanta with no lines downstate. And it was raining this morning. And, you know, the black voters in Atlanta have to wait in the rain. Schools are closed. They were very sharp about that. They know that the student vote goes to Raphael Warnock. And so a lot of students have left the, you know, they have the big giant schools like my daughter's school, SCAD, hundreds of thousands of students have left the state. So they have to vote by mail and they can't. So it is, you know, they put a big Jim Crow thumb on the scale here. I could tell you, you know, if how's it going to come out? If it goes by the polls, by what people want, there's no contest. But as we know, out of 4 million votes, Raphael Warnock only was ahead in the general election by 35,000 votes. Right. So that's one of the problems. And they also made it so that, for example, by crushing the runoff period from 60 days to 28, not 30, they didn't cut it in half, they cut it to 28 days. That means that it was one day too short for people to register to vote for this runoff election. And they knew that young people turning 18, that people were excited about, we have to go back and now vote for Warnock, who they thought was a shoe-in. A lot of people just assumed that Warnock, because of the polls, was just gonna waltz back in. And now they say, I gotta register. You're out of luck by a single day. They were brilliant about this. Yeah. And they put it again over the vacation for the students. One trick, one nasty little trick after another.
Well, now the student vacation, I mean, isn't that something that's kind of set in stone years in advance, or did they flip? I mean, how does the state have the power to change universities?
They didn't change the vacation schedule. What they do is they knew what the vacation schedule
they put
was.
The election right in the middle of the vacation.
They cut it so you don't have the time. They even tried, and the courts got a hold of this, they've cut the number of early voting days. Now remember, black folk and young people overwhelmingly vote early. About 70% of the black population votes early. And their heaviest voting day is Souls to the Polls Sunday, when African Americans without cars take the church bus to the polls. That's your biggest black voting day. They simply said, no voting on Souls to the Polls Day. You don't get it. They crushed early voting from 17 days to 6 days. And one of the reasons it was six, and they had it, but the courts ordered one extra day because they aimed this, you'll love this. They said in the law, you can't have early voting after a day after a state holiday. They have a state holiday on what we call Black Friday, but here it is Robert E. Lee Day. So literally they were gonna stop black people from voting in honor of Robert E. Lee. I think it's quite appropriate. You have to understand. You have to understand how vicious it is. And then they took the drop boxes. Again, this is the major way that African Americans in Atlanta's vote. They said, we're going to move the drop boxes. Can't be outside. They have to be inside the early voting stations, which means that off of business hours, off those simple 7 days of early voting, you can't simply stick your mail-in ballot into the drop box. They lock them away. And so what's the point of even trying to put the ballot in the ballot box? It's just not there.
So the Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, Perger in chief, have succeeded in basically throwing up every conceivable option to easy voting in the metro areas with large black populations,
right,
and have made it extraordinarily easy to vote, and even to vote by absentee ballot with a drop box in the white rural areas. That's the bottom line here, right?
That's the bottom line. It's a real Jim Crow election, and that's why it's amazing to me that the New York Times virtually endorsed Brian Kemp for president yesterday. The Wall Street Journal has officially endorsed Brian Kemp, the governor, for president. And that's why, you know, this is, you know, our film Vigilante, Georgia's vote suppression hitman. That's Brian Kemp. So that somehow he's gotten this impression, because people are so Trump crazy, that if anyone does not jump to Trump's demands, that they're somehow heroic. This right. guy's Trump with a brain. Yeah. It wasn't Trump that wrote SB 202, or as NAACP calls it, Jim Crow 202. And that's the problem here. So again, if the polls and the voters' wishes, win today, Warnock's got to walk. Yeah. But I think anyone's crazy to say how it will come out.
Yeah, I totally get it. And I hope that this becomes a larger story with national media. I'm just astonished by how you're kind of the lone voice out there in the wilderness telling the truth about what's going on. It just blows my mind, Craig. But once again, you're doing God's work here. Greg Palast, check it out, vigilantemovie.com. It's free to watch through the weekend. It's amazing. GregPalast.com as well. Greg_Palast on Twitter. Thank you, Greg.
You're very welcome, Tom.
Great to have you with us. We'll be back. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Why the right loves the Hunter Biden scandal? We'll get back to that in just a moment.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate.
Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. Louise and I love Nature's Blend for Blue and Chewy. It's the best dog food ever. And that's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. And for the holidays, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511 today or go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out. And welcome back. Okay, a couple of things here. I want to get to this story about Hunter Biden's laptop in just a moment. But first, we've had multiple conversations about what happens when you post your stuff on Facebook. And here are the two things, and I'm getting this from Snopes.com. Here are the two things that Facebook says. Number one, you own the intellectual property rights, things like copyright or trademarks, in any such content that you create and share on Facebook and other Facebook company products you use. Nothing in these terms takes away the rights you have to your own content. You are free to share your content with anyone else wherever you want. That's number one. But then number two, and this is the one that I remember reading, and I thought, okay, what does this mean? Quote, specifically, when you share, post, or upload content that is covered by intellectual property rights or in connection with our products, you grant us a non-exclusive, transferable, sublicensable, royalty-free, and worldwide license to host, use, distribute, modify, run, copy, publicly perform or display, translate, and create derivative works from your content. Close parentheses, or open parentheses, consistent with your privacy and application settings, close parentheses. So it looks like they're having it, they're trying to have it both ways, for what it's worth. Okay, Hunter Biden's laptop. This is over the weekend, or over last weekend. Elon Musk was just getting in all kinds of trouble for just, you know, being, what, tight with Nazis or whatever. And so, you know, he reaches out to Matt Taibbi and says, well, who knows what he said, but Matt Taibbi posts the Twitter files. You know, Elon Musk gives him all this, access to all this correspondence that Twitter had with the Biden campaign back in the 2020 election about Hunter Biden's laptop. And the Biden campaign was saying to Twitter, please don't publicize this stuff. It's personal. It's, you know, there's no crime here. It's hurtful to the candidate and to his family. This is going after a family rather than the candidate. And this is not a scandal, right? I mean, first of all, Joe Biden was not president. Elon Musk and Matt Taibbi are trying to say that this is a First Amendment issue. Well, the First Amendment simply says the government may not censor you. Twitter can censor you all day long. There's nothing, you know, the First Amendment doesn't apply to Twitter. It applies to the government. And Joe Biden was not president at that time. So right there, period, full stop. There's nothing to do with the First Amendment. But somehow they're trying to present it as if it's some kind of a First Amendment thing. But number one, there's that. But then number two, you've got, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop. And I think one of the really extraordinary points that Heather Digby Parton made at Salon.com this morning was that
She says there's no clear evidence of any illegal and the chronology doesn't work when it comes to allegations that Biden took corrupt action on behalf of his son as vice president. There's nothing there other than a man making money, that would be Hunter, by trading on his family name, which you might think would be an embarrassing issue for a family that literally sells its name to the highest bidder. That would be the Trump family. She goes on to write, no one can possibly read the emails from father to son that have been extracted from Hunter Biden's laptop and see anything but compassion and love. She writes, in fact, I'm sure Republicans understand this. What they are really trying to do is push Joe Biden to break down and cry in public. And then she says, seriously, this is an old rat effing trick from the Nixon years, whose dastardly crew famously goaded Senator Edwin Muskie, the Democratic front runner in 72, into getting emotional over a fake letter impugning his wife. She goes on to say, most of what the Hunter Biden laptop scandal is about are the dirty pictures. Sex scandals are where the dirty tricksters and rat effers of the GOP really shine. Think about 1987 with Senator Gary Hart of Colorado. Donna Rice was sent to him, apparently, by Lee Atwater, just so the Republicans could get the picture and take him down. Because they knew that, you know, Gary Hart was going to be a serious candidate in 88, and he could take down George Herbert Walker Bush. Hart was set up by none other than Lee Atwater. When Bill Clinton became president, they went after Monica Lewinsky. You know, when Hillary Clinton ran for president, they started a whisper campaign that she was having some kind of lesbian relationship with Huma Abedin. That even made the New York Times. This is from the New York Times, quote, among the trove of emails released from Hillary Rodham's tenure as Secretary of State was this instruction to a trusted aide who needed a briefer on a matter that could not wait. Just knock on the door to the bedroom if it's closed, Mrs. Clinton wrote in November 2009 to Huma Abedin, then her deputy chief of staff. Right, I mean, you know, the implication is clear, and even the Times was in on that smear. So this is really what they're all about with the Hunter Biden laptop, is it's number one, the number one charge is going to be Hunter was trading on his dad's name. Well, hello, Don Jr., hello, Ivanka, with $2 billion from the Saudis, hello, Don, you know, hello, Eric, really? And number two, they're going to say that, you know, Joe Biden was somehow trying to suppress this, to suppress free speech during the campaign in 2020 in violation of the First Amendment. Well, he wasn't president, so he couldn't violate the First Amendment. He wasn't even vice president at that point. He was, you know, just a guy. And so, anyhow, love to get your thoughts on that, too. I'll pick up your calls right after the break. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I do have a brief crazy alert for you, too, as well, so stick around.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, that this department is reaching out to the community, and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, "That's a surefire hit." Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 33. Today, under cloudy skies, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows around 16. More clouds than sun. Tomorrow, chance of snow. Highs level off around 35. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
We're boiled. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. available exclusively at Pajamagram. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. I have no doubt that she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Wow, these sound pretty exciting to me. I'm going to check them out for Louise. Order it today, and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. That's a $75 saving on a best-selling holiday gift. Plus, Pajamagram does the gift wrapping for you. You need to order today because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's how you do it. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas. And tell them Tom Hartman sent you. So that's a $75 savings. If you order today, the Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. $75 savings. Pajamagram.com. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Kanye West, this is crazy. He appeared again on another right-wing platform, this time with Gavin McInnes, the founder of the Proud Boys, and said, Jews should work for Christians. I'll hire a Jewish person in a second if I knew they weren't a spy and I could look through their phone and follow through their house and have a camera all in their living room. What? I mean, this is, he goes on to say, the Holocaust is not the only Holocaust. So for them to take that and claim, we have abortion right now, that's eugenics, that's genocide, that's a Holocaust we're dealing with right now. So because Jewish people control the majority of the media, along with the banks, real estate, along with malls, they can control the narrative, history is written by the winners. Quoting Hitler much? I mean, that's literally a verbatim quote from Hitler. History is won by the told by the winners. Amazing. All right, picking up your calls here, Jerry in Fresno, California. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Hey, Tom, I was just wanted to kind of clear up some of that thing about the Facebook. I think what they mean by that is Facebook decided to do a commercial and it happened to have a screenshot of your information on that commercial. I don't think you could sue them and try to get some compensation for that. I think that's what they mean. They could use that and not in a commercial or advertisement or something.
I'm sure you're right, but the terms of service don't say that. They simply say that you're granting them a non-exclusive worldwide license. Let me get the exact language here. I've got it right up here. They say you grant us a non-exclusive, in other words, it's not just to us, transferable, in other words, we can sell it to somebody else, sub-licensable, we can sell it to somebody else, royalty-free, we don't have to pay you, and worldwide license to host, use, distribute, in other words, they can use your material and distribute it however they want, modify, run, copy, publicly perform or display, translate, and create derivative works from your content. Now, I'm sure that the way that they would use it is exactly what you described, and I'm also, you know, quite sure that when the lawyers put together that language, they intended it to be able to cover that, exactly for that. But they made it so broad, it seems to me like it goes beyond that. I'm not a lawyer. Maybe I'm missing something here, Jerry, but that's my sense of it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So they did that thing similar to at The Price is Right. If you go there, you might end up seeing yourself on a movie or something like The Close Encounters. Like, there was a movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, where there was a scene of The Price is Right on there, and I figured that could be something similar.
Yeah.
I'm not for sure. That was just my thought.
Yeah, no, it's a good thought, and I think that you're right, and I think that that was the intent, but I'm not sure that that's how it's spelled out. Anyhow, maybe somebody who really knows this stuff will call in. Ann, thank you for the call. Ann in Seattle. Hey, Ann, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Pardon my voice. I've lost it quite a bit.
Sounds pretty good.
Yes. I wanted to follow up on the, I've been following the copyright thing for years as a photographer and the professional associations I've belonged to. And without going into the quagmire that is copyright, just briefly, copyrighted material, especially photography, is generally licensed for use. Like, it's not sold like an original painting, it's licensed.
Right.
So everything you said, which means you're effectively signing in an agreement that gives the site, not other users, but just the site, a license to do all the things that you just said. And yeah, pretty much that means they can use it any way they want. And so, for instance, like Facebook is now Meta, so anything having to do with Meta, you know, everybody can do whatever they want. But in exchange, what you're getting is the ability to share your content with anyone at any time, and basically you're getting the benefit of distribution and amplification.
I completely understand
that. Like you said, you get it with no payment, and it means that the last part is part of that agreement too, is when you leave Facebook, they delete everything you've ever done on Facebook.
Do they though? I mean, do they delete your access to it and then keep it, or do they? I mean, I haven't seen anything in terms of services.
That's a deeper question, whether they actually keep some kind of copy of it, right. But. You know, if you leave Facebook, you'll go back and everything you've ever done will be gone.
Right.
They can do that.
I understand that. But whether they're continuing to keep it, I'm guessing they're probably hanging on to it because that's still stuff that they can sell. They just eliminate your access to it, essentially. But you know, original question
possibly.
Of whether Facebook could take your photograph in, that's a copyrighted photograph.
Yes.
And then, you know,
yes.
Make prints of it and start selling them in a local art gallery. It sure seems to me like under the terms of services they could. I'm quite sure they never would, but it seems to me under the terms of service
right.
that they could. Am I understanding this correctly?
You know, I wish I was an attorney to tell you that for sure. It sounds highly unlikely, yes. You know, they're so much more interested in all my personal information than my photograph.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, I get it. Yeah. And you're right. You know, they're giving you something in exchange for that, which is access to a worldwide, you know, set of eyeballs and
distribution, basically. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for that.
But also, just for the other people that were a little confused, though, I just want to reemphasize: other users cannot do any of those things with your work.
Correct. Yeah.
Just the site who owns the site can.
That's correct.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you, Ann. Good talking to you. Jeff in Dayton, Ohio. Hey, Jeff, what's up? I see you're watching us on Facebook Live, in fact.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Hey, Jeff.
How are you today?
Fine. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just had a question about the Supreme Court's decisions in respect to all the Establishment Clause. I'm wondering if at some point... A lot of these decisions they're making that are obviously religious based have, you know, abortion and LGBTQ restrictions and whatnot, that could be overturned with,
based on the establishment.
You know, establishment clause is the first thing that is in the Constitution or Bill of Rights. So. Why isn't that being applied any of their reasoning?
For people who don't know what we're talking about, the Establishment Clause is basically says that Congress does not have the right to establish a single religion for the United States. Or to enforce laws based on religion. And that was a big deal for the framers, the founders of this country and the framers of the Constitution. I mean, they took this very seriously because the Salem witch trials had happened not within their lifetimes, but within the memory of their parents and grandparents. And, I mean, the Salem witch trials were in 1692 and 93, and they were writing the Constitution in 1787. So, I mean, that was, what, 70 years later? That's like, you know, us talking about World War II. You know, I mean, that's within our memory. And so, you know, they were pretty flipped out about it. There have been, attempts to use the Establishment Clause to dial back on these right-wingers, and the Supreme Court has cited it in some cases back when they were, you know, more progressive, more liberal, let's say. But I think that, you know, these conservatives, they really don't care what the Constitution says. What they care about is what kind of little legal, you know, acrobatics that they can do that will get them to the result they want, which is to allow people to discriminate against people based on their on being, you know, gay or lesbian or trans. That's really what they're all about, it seems.
Well, that's our task, is to resist that nonsense, and maybe this is if we get Raphael in Senate, then maybe we can start thinking about some more members, you know, to get to 13 justices for the 13 court districts.
Yeah.
And we can do something about this.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Jordan in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Jordan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
So my thing is, right, like, the cognitive dissonance in the Republican Party, which isn't anything new, right? So here we have a case in the Supreme Court where they're claiming it's freedom of speech, but yet, what's that going on in Nebraska with two women having a conversation about abortion? Wouldn't that be free speech, too?
No, because it's not, the government is not trying to... I mean, no, these two women were having a conversation on Facebook, and so Facebook is not the government. And so Facebook inhibiting that conversation or Facebook turning that conversation over to the law enforcement authorities in Nebraska based on a lawful warrant is not any violation of the First Amendment that I can see.
I understand that Facebook doesn't have to do that, right? It has to do with the government. Well, that's fine, whatever. But then the other thing is that the freedom of religion is, you know, you have the freedom to practice your religion, but you don't have the freedom to use that religion to discriminate against groups of people.
I agree with you.
My question is, where does it end? Because I can say, well, I don't want to do this cake because it's against my religion. Well, I don't want to provide you housing because I don't agree that you're trans.
Yeah. No, I completely get it, Jordan. And I think this is why the court, I mean, when she brought this case to the court, or she and her whole right-wing, you know, group brought this case to the court, they made several arguments. They made multiple arguments. And one of them was that she was a Christian and serving gay weddings violated her religion. The court chose not to take that argument. Instead, they took the argument that she was a creative person and her right to creativity was being stifled, by this Colorado law, or in fact, actually the opposite, that she was being forced to being creative in a way that she didn't want to be creative. And again, the public accommodation laws don't talk about content, they talk about persons. You know, that you cannot discriminate against a person because they're gay. You could discriminate against the content. If a gay couple came in and said, we want a cake and we want swastikas all over the cake because we're both gay and Nazis, the baker could say, no, I won't bake that cake for you. Not because you're gay, but because of the content of the cake, because of the swastikas. That's not protected. But if they said, you know, we want, you know, two guys, you know, on the top of the cake, under Colorado law, the baker couldn't say no. And because it's a public accommodation, because the baker is doing business with the public. And so, you know, this is the distinction that the Supreme Court is trying to obscure, is, you know, whether it's discrimination against persons, which is illegal, or, you know, based on those criteria, or whether it's discrimination against content, which is legal, by and large. So, Jordan, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break. It's 47 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Have you seen this clip that C-SPAN is circulating? I just retweeted it. The families of the fallen officers refused to shake Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy's hands.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or bus on speaker for everyone to hear. And you don't know who has access to your most private sensitive information. So don't be that person. Here's why I use ExpressVPN. Internet service providers know every single website you visit, and in the U.S. they can legally sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. No wonder it's rated number one by Business Insider and The Verge. I use ExpressVPN and have them for about a decade now because I don't want my personal information out there for everyone to see. ExpressVPN protects my privacy, and they protect yours, too. Secure your online activity today. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, expressvpn.com/Tom. 53 minutes past the hour. Welcome back, Paul, in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yo, Tom, I'm all lit up about, you know, this. We have a party in this country that is the Republican Party that wants to convert our nation, divide our nation and convert it into a state of harassment and inquisition, and they want to do it in the court of public opinion. Because even though the high court of the land is trying to set the stage, it really doesn't have a prayer in a court of law. So the two things I want to briefly talk about are this Facebook posting and the Hunter Biden laptop. The Facebook posting, is inadmissible evidence under all four of the inadmissible categories. It's number one, it's hearsay. That's the first.
Well, hang on just a second. So when you're talking about the Facebook post, you're talking about the mother talking to her 17-year-old daughter in a private message on Facebook saying, here's how you take the abortion pills. That's what you're talking about?
Correct.
Okay. And Nebraska's trying to put them both in prison. Okay, keep going.
That's correct. Right. It's hearsay, which just means an out-of-court statement. Hearsay is generally inadmissible with some exceptions, and this isn't it. Second one is improperly obtained. Well, if the prosecutor went to Facebook with a warrant,
they did
to get information on somebody else. This is kind of like and didn't tell Facebook what they're looking for. That's improper, and that's improperly obtained. The third one is prejudicial, which this clearly is, and under the Fourth Amendment, being secure in our papers. These aren't secure. These are public or postings on. They're not secure in the papers this way, but if they had found these very things in the defendant's home, it would be inadmissible because it's prejudicial and it's irrelevant. So what if they had a conversation about this? It's hearsay. They cannot admit it as evidence, and they for certainly it was improperly obtained. And this is the same thing as Hunter Biden's laptop. Can somebody tell me how long has it been since Hunter Biden supposedly has had possession of his own damn laptop?
Yeah,
and if he hasn't had it, and it's been like
5 or 6 years, right?
2 years. Yeah, and if the FBI, I suppose I heard somebody say the FBI has it, but they didn't get it from Hunter Biden. And if part of the chain of that requires a certified chain of custody within the law enforcement, if they got it from Rudy Giuliani, who's an adversary of Hunter Biden, this laptop doesn't exist. Even if it does, everything that's on it, again, is hearsay. The emails on it are hearsay, inadmissible.
Well, Paul, I don't know of anybody who's trying to use Hunter Biden's laptop in a court. I think your point earlier that they're trying to do it in the court of public opinion is
right.
the beginning and end of it.
Right. It's just alleged. It's an alleged piece of evidence, and they keep talking. It's just like, I mean, I make the analogy that all 60-plus big lie cases that went to court were thrown out on their ear. The attorneys rebuked. Some referred for disciplinary review. And yet the big lie is still a big lie. It's still on people. A lot of people still believe it. It's all public crap.
Yeah.
And it's trying to convert the country into this inquisition of because they don't have anything else to do. The Republicans don't have anything for the American people. And so they've turned to this. It's all Spanish Inquisition. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition except when it's the Republicans. That's all we expect of them.
It's the Star Chamber. Welcome back to those days. Paul, thank you. Very, very well said. We'll be right back. It's coming up on 11 o'clock or coming up on the top of the hour. We'll be back with you on the other side.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the